This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, they're going after your guns again. What did your forefathers teach you to do? It's time for you to resist. Guys down at GCN, I can hear you talking, bantering back and forth. I can hear them bantering back and forth. And what we want to do is go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sorry about that, friends. Got a bit of a technical problem going on right now. I don't know why I'm picking up some frequency and conversations going on down at GCN right now. But aside of that, friends, what I want to do is we're going to get over to They're Going After Your Guns Again. What you, did your forefathers teach you to do? Again, it's time to resist. President Thomas Jefferson said, when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. And again, we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. Let's first jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I don't know how it's working out for Rashida Tlaib, who called the President of the United States an MF-er. Interestingly enough, 150,000 people rose up in the state of Michigan and signed a petition to impeach hate-filled Muslima rep Rashida Tlaib. Again, what happens when people begin to stand up and say enough is enough? This is what happens, friends. So we will keep you abreast as to what does take place, as to what does transpire here in the up-and-coming days concerning Mrs. Tlaib. And, again, we'll keep you abreast as to what's taking place there. Did you know that the U.S. government approved thousands of child bride requests? Did you hear what I said, America? U.S. government approved thousands of child bride requests. Middle Easterners had highest percentage of approved petitions. Folks, you need to understand what's going on in your government today. If you think this is just happening as a privilege or happening as a privilege to those that serve we the people, you need to think again. How many times I have on this radio program pointed my fingers to the documentary called Conspiracy of Silence concerning the pedophiles in your government. You need to take the time to check it out. Because, again, when we see headlines like U.S. government approved thousands of child bride requests in the United States of America, this comes as no surprise. It comes as no surprise whatsoever, because this has been going on in this country for a long time. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have 30, as they call them, the Democrats, for those that are called, or again, caught up into the two-party system here, we have 30 Democrats caught partying in Puerto Rico during government shutdown. Again, friends, I need to reiterate the point. You are being played like a deck of cards. You're being told that, you know, we just can't have a shutdown. This is what's going to happen. The world's going to fall apart. This is what we're hearing from the said Democrats, right? But, in fact, they're out there in Puerto Rico during the government shutdown partying it up. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, we have immoral, again, Democrat woman misleading the youth. It's interesting how that works, friends. It really is truly interesting how that works. When a guy goes out and teaches the young people in this country their past so they might plow their future in a righteous sense. For some reason or another, it's considered hate. But for some reason or another, again, friends, the United States and the people found within give a pass to the immoral Democrats who are misleading the youth in the United States of America. And what's sick about all of that, friends, is many of the people out there actually believe what they're told by the media that they say they don't believe in. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com here again, just perusing the U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 1. We have a U.S. judge that recommends overturning California Islamic Jihad terror conviction. America, they sit during good behavior. If they sit not during good behavior, you remove them. You impeach them. And it's interesting what I found this morning, and hopefully I'll get to that in just a couple moments, concerning the state vouching on the behalf of our forefathers' posterity, which would be me and you, concerning corruption within. You find it over and over and over and over again. It's not just in Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, or Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution, considering what it says in there in that provision concerning treason. We are in it, America, and again, hopefully I'll get to that in just a couple of moments here. Also wanted to highlight here again, people that are caught up into the right-left paradigm, Democrats fighting to protect 25 illegal aliens locked up for molesting kids in Texas. Friends, do the math. Follow the flag up, folks. We had, again, some time ago, Brian Bender from the Boston Globe, who was on our radio program with us, a reporter that was doing an ICE investigation that found the Department of Defense in the United States of America had found that over 5,000 members of the Defense Department of the United States of America was downloading child pornography. And it should come as no surprise to anybody, because that's how you extort a people. That's how you control a people. Again, with that said, folks, we have Democrats fighting to protect 2,500 illegal aliens locked up for molesting kids in Texas. And again, friends, does this not reflect what I've always shared with you concerning the fact that they don't have the support? If they had the support that they wanted you to believe that they had, they wouldn't need the illegals coming into the United States of America. Again, think it through. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have local news channels. CNN turned down our border coverage because of what we found. This all on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, friends, this is the news that they're trying to shut down. They don't want you having the facts. They want it biased, slanted, and one-sided every step of the way. That's why you have big tech companies trying to shut down guys like me and censoring illegally guys like me and thousands of others across the United States of America. Interestingly enough, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you can watch the video. We have a woman who threatened the President of the United States of America. And what's happening here, friends, on this video is we have the Secret Service show up at her door. And what was interesting about it, I don't know if she's legal or illegal, whatever the case might be, she was of Mexican descent. And she was doing nothing but just bad-mouthing these guys and sticking to her rights. And for some reason or another, the people of this country believe, such as this one, that you can go ahead and say whatever you want to say and it's considered free speech. America, that is untrue once again. She said she posted on her Facebook account, this Mexican woman in the United States, can someone shoot the blank hole between the eyes already, referring to the President of the United States of America. Now, can you imagine with me, friends, if that threat went towards Barack Hussein Obama, how the media would have responded for it? They would have asked for a lynching. No, but the good people of the United States of America, they just sit back and give a pass to people that want to tell you what to do, but for some reason or another doesn't apply to them. If you're that foolish, you deserve what you get.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
You know what? I want to bring this up because I'm having a conversation with the producer right now. And he has a second job. And he had told me, he goes, you know, it's interesting, down at the shop, you're always hearing these people talk about the liberals versus the conservatives, the right versus the left, the Democrats versus the Republicans. I just got a question for you. What is that conversation, for those that are caught up into that conversation, the Democrats versus the Republicans, what is your conversation predicated upon? What is it premised on? What, your opinions better than the person on the opposing team, per se, or the opposing party is stronger than theirs? I mean, the left has something to say about the right, and the right has something to say about the left. What's the presupposition? The presupposition is that God is. God is the giver of law. And if you look at Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, Americans, guess what? We're ruled by law, the empire of laws, and not of men, said John Adams. So the only thing that that's contributing to concerning the Democrats versus the Republicans is what I've always shared with you concerning Scripture in Mark 3:25. A house divided against itself shall not stand, period. It's a measure, and it's political talk. It's not constitutional talk. And by the way, I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But who wins? It's circular reasoning. It's circumventing the U.S. Constitution, which brings about resolve. Don't want to talk about the Constitution because we don't want resolve, because if we have resolve, then we'll never have a job. And furthermore, the players behind, namely the enemy of your souls, the great deluder, the liar in chief that means to destroy men's souls and their country's friends, by the way, and their posterity. It's interesting to note that he's constantly driving people one against another. And what is he called? He's called the accuser of the brethren. What a better way to divide a country and then to create a party system. A party system, which is, listen carefully, unconstitutional. It's completely unconstitutional every step of the way, and there's not a person that has called me in 17 years to prove otherwise. But yet, over and over and over again, you hear people talk about the Democrats and the Republicans versus the Democrats. Really? There is no difference. Either, again, we're ruled by law or we're not. And we're going to go down as the greatest fools in history, Americans, if we don't get this right. Quit playing into the system that divides and conquers. I was just highlighting during the break, friends, or I'm sorry, right before the break, during the last segment here, woman threatens president. She said, can someone shoot this blank hole between the eyes already? And she said that that was freedom of speech. Interestingly enough, she was of that of the Mexican descent. Wow, isn't that crazy? The Secret Service shows up at her front door for a threat against the President of the United States of America. But then again, America, you, America, have settled for judges releasing after 35 years of imprisonment Mr. John Hinckley Jr., the guy that tried to shoot the President of the United States, to assassinate him. It's amazing what the American people will put up with. Now we have foreigners in the United States of America threatening the very life to shoot the blank hole between the eyes already. This isn't permissible. This isn't permissible when it comes to freedom of speech, friends. That's a threat. That's a threat on the president's life. And I'm sick and tired of people not knowing the difference because they don't want to take the time to know the difference. Give me a break. Wake up, America. Again, we're talking about your country here. I want to share a couple more things here. Concerning what's going on the Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Just highlighted a bit of this yesterday. Last week. And we found that on the Sons of LibertyMedia.com, Tim Brown posted, investigative journalist Cheryl Atkinson has broken several major stories in the United States. And the latest bombshell is just another example of her fearless pursuit of the truth in her investigations and reporting. Her latest full measure episode, The Vaccine Debate. It features the true story of Dr. Andrew Zimmerman, a pediatric neurologist who was the government's own expert witness in secret vaccine court proceedings. Though his testimony was used to promote the government and big pharma lies that vaccinations don't cause autism, he privately told government lawyers that vaccines can and did cause autism in some children. Now go ahead and check that article out on the sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Again, friends, if you try to find anything that goes against big pharma concerning vaccinations because they promote it like it's the coolest thing since sliced bread, the answer in all to all concerning sicknesses, it's interesting. Isn't that interesting, friends? Just think about this. You know, the big pharma and their system of using fear to sell their goods on the American people is prevention is better than cure. Get this so you don't get sick. But yet when we look at government that protects these people, they do just the exact opposite. They tear down the laws. You know, it'd be a good idea for us all to understand before you allow them, America, to tear down the fences. You might want to ask the question as to why the fences were put up. And when we look to scripture, we can always find that prevention is better than cure. But prevention is better than cure, friends. It just doesn't fly in the American people in their faces because they just don't understand what it means when we say stuff like that. Sons of LibertyMedia.com, we have a more 9/11 documents released. Attorneys asked if Bush knew of attacks. Guess what? Media completely silent once again. Who has terrorism worked for more than the government since September 11th, America? Nobody. Just think about this. Those that have been accused of the attacks of September 11th are given free hand in the United States of America. And for some reason or another, they're now being made the head, and you're now being made the tail, which is a part of judgments. And now you're being defined out as the terrorists, and they are being defined out as the victims of those people that call them the terrorists. But then again, the mainstream media has told the American people for how many years who the terrorists were and are. But we see all of those agencies that have been created and then empowered by the U.S. government and taxpayer dollars to work against, too. Not those that are responsible, said the mainstream media, the Muslims, But the American people now are the victims of those that mean to accuse. And you're being defined out as the terrorists, America. Again, wake up to what's going on in your country. We have SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Linda Sarsour again. She said, my beloved Prophet Muhammad was an activist. He was a human rights activist. I want to reiterate the point, friends, that the Muslims were used, along with that of Adolf Hitler, to do his biddings for him. They used, by the way, if you look at the Declaration of Independence, you'll find the tyrant King George doing the exact same thing, hiring foreign mercenaries to do his biddings for him. And it goes further than that as well. As did it go further than that, friends, when it came to the likes of Adolf Hitler and any dictator of the past or in the present, because we're seeing it being played out like that of the Third Reich in the 30s in the present in the United States of America. Now, again, I challenge anybody to cross-check what I'm saying, to correct my doctrine here, friends. Because if you look at the system and the methods used by the Third Reich, again, link them to none other than Prescott Bush, daddy of George Bush Sr., and that of grandson George W. Bush, both presidents. Their daddy was a senator who was indicted in 1942 for actually funneling money into the Third Reich. Friends, you're seeing the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree as to how they're being played and how the method is being rolled out and how it's transpiring today in the United States of America. It's exactly that, friends. It's exactly that. And I could go through every, folks, even from Fatherland Security to Department of Homeland Security, after all of this took place, before what took place, friends, the aftermath was what? You had none other than Adolf Hitler attack his own Reichstag. And then what did he do? He started to bring in all these bureaucracies. He created all these bureaucracies to work against his political opposition. The same way it is here in America today. And I could go on with that. But for the sake of time, let's stick to the plans here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have in Maine, a Somalia Muslim. She's attacking a simulation. She said, we're here to stay whether you like it or not. We also have on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com apostate false teacher Andy Stanley. I did a little biddy on this last week. The Ten Commandments don't apply to Christians, yet it was Christ that abrogated it and through an exposition continuously talked about it as he used it as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. Galatians 3:24. He never came to abrogate the law. He came to magnify the law. Read Matthew 5, verse 17 when you get a moment. Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. And what I like to talk about, friends, is the USMCA trade agreement violates our Constitution and sets up global government. Now, what does that have to do with anything? Well, friends, during the last break, you heard Donald Trump talk about how this is great and how this is wonderful and how it's extraordinarily good for the people in this country to do what they couldn't do before. Well, guess what, friends? It's NAFTA, goodbye, and it's the USMCA trade agreement, which completely violates our Constitution and sets up a global government. They just merely changed the name, and the American people took the bait, didn't they? We'll be right back.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
They view the wall as being a big item that if I don't do it, you know, it's a negative. It's a negative. And I'm not doing it for that reason. I'm doing it because we have to do it. It's common sense. We have to do it.
Just some of the president's comments regarding border security. The president was speaking at the 100th annual convention of the American Farm Bureau down in New Orleans. Jake Patterson, the Western Wisconsin man suspected of kidnapping Jamie Claus and killing her parents nearly 3 months ago, has been charged with 4 felony counts and is slated to make his first court appearance Monday afternoon. Lynn Claus, Jamie's aunt, tells CBS this morning she'll be at every court hearing.
I want him to know that he messed with us as a unit and that good wins, and that is not him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages run one congruent. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I also wanted to let you know you can jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube just posted another video. Just the end of last week there for you. And it's interesting, we've got a couple of them that are going viral right now, which is great. Again, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube, check it out. If you want to give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, it's my duty, it's my obligation before God and man to do that which is right, to preserve the freedoms that have been given unto us on the behalf of His Son, Jesus Christ, John 3:16, and what man has done in the natural, fighting for our freedom, sacrificing themselves to give us the freedoms and liberties in which we have to do, the freedom to do the right thing, America. Because, again, we remember and understand that freedom was not given unto us to do what we want to do. It's been given unto us to do what we ought to do. Out of gratitude, that's why we do what we do. With that said, one of my highlights, friends, is they're going after your guns again. What did your forefathers teach you to do? They taught you to resist. They taught you through the Declaration of Independence as to what they did, friends. And that's what they meant for you to emulate. And if they mean for you to emulate, then we're in a position that we need not be in unless we so choose to be in that position. Because if you want your freedoms, you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith just like everybody else did concerning our forefathers, giving unto us the things, again, that we have today. Now, I want you to listen to this because this is directly from the Declaration of Independence, okay? Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, okay, in an attempt to disarm you, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. It's your right, America, and to institute new governments, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. They go on. Prudence, indeed, will dictate the government's long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, temporary, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more inclined, disposed to suffer. While evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object convinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, whatever they say, it is their right. Speaking to you, America, your forefathers are saying to you, it is your right, it is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And it also goes on, friends, throughout that documentation and shows us the usurpations of a corrupt king that would not be ruled by God. Period. Okay? California Senator Dianne Feinstein and Florida Senator Marco Rubio discussed gun control proposals, both of whom introduced gun control bills last week. As I did last week and over the weekend, friends, I just laid to your candor with a question mark. Where did they receive delegated authority from we the people to propose any gun legislation proposals in any sense of the word? Gun control proposals. Where did they derive that authority? Because it didn't come from us, America. We didn't delegate that authority to them. Therefore, if that be the case, there is no debate. And if there is no debate, then why are we talking about it? Because, again, when you read the Bill of Rights, friends, what does it tell us? It tells us that these are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. But yet you've been accustomed, you've been desensitized to believe that they can go ahead and infringe upon your God-given rights at any given time. Listen, a well-regulated militia, again, you are the militia, America, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Last week on Friday and Saturday, friends, for 2 hours, I gave you quote after quote after quote after quote from our forefathers concerning who we are, because we don't need some misconstrued, purposed misinterpretation by a bunch of criminals that mean to disarm us. And what the American people have to do to resolve this issue is to say, no. That's it. Period. No. What you're doing is illegal. The American people, the law-abiding citizen, I'm not talking about criminals, friends, but I'm talking about those that are law-abiding citizens, have every right in the world to protect themselves. Do you understand that? The government doesn't have an unlawful right, as they would have you believe it was, to come after your guns. That's ridiculous. But again, people fall for this garbage. And then what happens is the state-controlled media, the CIA-controlled media, continuously inundate the American people that it's up for debate. Well, who brought it up for debate? It's not the American people. It's the little minions that work for their masters called representatives. I'm sorry, fiend representatives, not of we the people, but that which is foreign to the U.S. Constitution in this country. That's what's going on here. You know, again, President Thomas Jefferson said, when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. And need I go on to tell you, friends, what our forefathers said? As a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson said, the strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is, as at last resort, to protect themselves against tyranny and government. What do the American people talk about 24/7 in this country concerning their said governments? Friends, and again, I'm not talking about good government, making distinction, lest I'm accused of what I'm not guilty of. You're complaining about tyrants in governments, doing what they think they want to do without consequence of their sworn oath that they swore to uphold, not to violate or transgress, but that's what they do. John Adams said, arms in the hands of the citizens may be used at individual discretion for the defense of the country, the overthrow of tyranny, or private self-defense. Isn't that what our forefathers did, America? You know, in countering that, the best way to enslave a people is to what? Disarm those people. We're talking about George Mason, the father of the Bill of Rights that warned us. He's the one that said that. The best way to enslave the people is to disarm them. And what is it that you're facing today? Those that want to disarm you, America. They are being subversive to American government. So it's not the good people in this country that are calling to account. What our founding documents declare unto us as we stand to hold their feet, those that represent we the people, to the fire, saying, where have you derived this authority? Where have the people in this country delegated authority to you to violate the rights that you're to uphold? They can't tell you. And that's why the media is there, friends, to deceive you and to desensitize you into believing that whatever they bring up is the next hot topic. Baloney. Baloney. And isn't it interesting, folks, the hot topics and those that the Supreme Court hears over and over again, for the most part, are those that add strength to tyranny in this country against we the people. They don't like to take up those that mean to actually further uphold the rights of the people that they swore again to uphold. No, they don't want to talk about those things. They have to enslave. And again, that is judgment upon a nation. Now, what I want to get to really quick, because we hit this last Friday, download last Friday's show. When I was perusing the U.S. Constitution, not the Declaration of Independence, which is the seedbed to the U.S. Constitution, when I read the preamble, I want you to hear this first, and then I'm going to go through it really quick. We the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union, what's the first thing they do? What's the first thing they did, and what's the first thing they taught their posterity to do? Establish justice. Isaiah 51:4, Psalm 9:16. Jeremiah 9:24. Establish justice. Because we know, again, on the back of that which is over the heads of the Supreme Court chambers in Washington, D.C., as Moses and the Ten Commandments, the two tablets, and right under him, again, it says, justice, the guardian of liberty. Okay? We see they're not doing that. That's what defines a tyrant. It says, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, peace within. Well, how do you have peace within? Well, peace within the gate, folks, is when you establish judgment. Amos 5, read the whole of it. Provide for the common defense. Provide for the common defense. It didn't say provide for disarming common defense. No. Promote the general welfare, not to take from the haves, those that work, and give it to the have-nots, to those that don't work, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. Right? Our posterity, our kids. And then it says, do ordain and establish the Constitution for the United States of America. I'm reading your founding documents, friends. You know, and what I noticed is as I was reading through the U.S. Constitution today, I found in Article 1, Section 2, Provision 5, I want you to listen carefully, friends. The House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers and shall have sole power of impeachment. Okay, there's number one. Why would it bring up impeachment, friends? And who does it apply to? Does impeachment apply to the people, or does it apply to those that serve we the people? We need to think these things through. Well, the second one I found was in Article 1, Section 3, Provision 6. The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. Why does it keep bringing up the word impeachment? And then when I go to Article 1, Section 3, Provision 7, it says, judgments in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal of office and disqualification to hold and to enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States of America. But it says, but the party convicted, okay, once they're removed, then they have to stand in front of a judge for their offenses towards the law that they violated. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. Oh, wait, Wait on a minute. Hold on a minute. I got more. Just hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you'd like to call in, preamble. We, the people of the United States, to in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Right? And I'm looking at this because what we're talking about right now, friends, is they're going after your guns again. And by the way, it's the same people. See, this only proves the point that when you give them a pass, they're ready to go ahead and shoot at your ship again. I mean, you've heard of the merciful captain, right? He kept getting shot at by the same ship across the waters. And the merciful captain kept giving him a pass once, gave him another pass again. Well, the third time he wasn't so lucky. This time the corrupt captain took advantage of the mercies, as they call it, of the merciful captain, and ended up sinking his ship along with everybody on that ship. You need to understand what mercy is, friends. That's not mercy. That's stupidity. And he finally got it. This is, by the way, what they've desensitized the American people to submit to. This kind of mentality. As they continuously browbeat you and attack you through totalitarian methods. But as I'm talking about how they're trying to disarm you again, because we know Dianne Feinstein and that of Nancy Pelosi, both criminals. You know it, and I know it. Along with Florida Senator Marco Rubio, are discussing how they are going to bring forth more gun control proposals. And again, don't think that this is just the bad guys, as you've been led to believe, friends. They've been systematically working on you through this new administration in a major way. But when I go through and I see how the forefathers intertwined the power of the people concerning their representatives, it's absolutely astounding and amazing. And it was actually, it was joyful to see and to receive their minds concerning the fact that they just threw off a tyrant. In understanding that with this said Constitution, I find in Article 1, Section 2, Provision 5, that the House of Representatives shall choose their Speaker and other officers and shall have the sole power of impeachment. Why would they bring... And by the way, that applies to those people that serve we the people. Then I found in Article 1, Section 3, Provision 6, the Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. Well, what does this have to do with anything? Right in the middle of Article 1. When sitting for that purpose, they shall be on oath or affirmation. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside. And no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of the two-thirds of the members present. Okay? And then if you go to Article 1, Section 3, Provision 7, it brings it up again. Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to the removal of office. Okay, that's the process of impeachment. But notice after impeachment takes place. It says, but the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to the indictment. Then they'll be charged after they're impeached. Through what? Trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. Okay, so I'm going on perusing the Constitution. And then I find in Article 1, Section 5, Provision 2, it says, and this is in part, each house may determine the rules of its proceeding, punish its members for disorderly behavior, and with the concurrence of two-thirds, expel a member. Okay? This is in part impeachment. Okay? When I go over to Article 1, Section 6, Provision 1, what does it say? The senators and representatives shall receive a compensation for their services, yada, 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 to be ascertained by law and paid out of the Treasury of the United States. They shall, in cases except treason, felony, and breach of the peace, be privileged from arrest during their attendance at the session of their respective houses and going to and returning from the same and for any speech or debate in either house. Okay, what are they talking about? They're talking about justice. We're talking about impeachment. Is this apply to the people, or does this apply to those that serve we the people? It applies to those that serve we the people. America, listen, this is your U.S. Constitution. Okay? And then what happens, going on, perusing the Constitution of the United States of America? It's interesting, I was going through there as well, and I found an article. I found in Article 1, I got this Section 8, Provision 15, talking about the militia, because this is what it's applicable to right now. But it talks about how the government is to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, not to violate or transgress the laws of the Union. The militia, the people, are called up by the government to suppress insurrections and to repeal invasions. But you have representatives today that are opening the borders to illegals, actually inciting invasion rather than repealing invasion, not suppressing insurrection, but inciting insurrection. Friends, do you see this? And now they're trying to demonize those that are the militia. By what? They're trying to disarm you in the same process. How much more clearer does this need to be, America? Because I don't understand what we need to tell the American people to take hold of their prospective government and say enough is enough and to deal with what's going on. Thank you, Lord. Just this morning, someone had sent me a video of himself highlighting what's going on in this country. And he's talking about the deep state. He's talking about the corruption of the media. And then out of both sides of his mouth, he starts talking about he has no doubt that the president of the United States is working hard to stop all of this. Well, I I'm sitting there dismayed. Like, dude, he's the commander-in-chief. You know, that's all I have to say is this. Where are the prosecutions that the president of the United States promised? That would have been the surest sign that he was the real deal. But he's done just the exact opposite. Okay? He's done just the exact opposite. And they knew that the American people, those that put Donald where he's at today, he's complaining about the media that are responsible for putting him into place, into power. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, where are you at? You're right in what you're saying here, but then you're talking about how the president is working hard to stop this. Well, he hasn't stopped it. Matter of fact, he hasn't drained the swamp. He's stacking it, America. I was going to highlight, and we'll probably get to this tomorrow, but the trade agreement, NAFTA. Oh, let's get rid of NAFTA. Well, wait a second. What Donald Trump just did, friends, is renamed it. The USMCA trade agreement violates our Constitution, and listen carefully, it sets up a global government. You need to understand that he is a globalist. And don't take me for my word, just look to his fruit, Matthew 7:16. For goodness sakes. I go to Article 1. Moving on. Talking about impeachment, well, then we go to Article 2, Section 4, we see that. But before that, friends, it's interesting because when we go to Article 2, even in Section... We go to Article 2, forgive me, this is messed up over here. Section 1, going to Provision 5, it talks about no person except the natural-born citizen or... citizen of the United States at the time of this adoption of the U.S. Constitution shall be eligible to the office of the President of the United States. And then it talks about his age. And then we go to Provision 6. In case of the removal of the President from office or of his death, resignation, or inability to discharge the powers. Here we have it again. Giving power to the people to remove. Giving power to the people to remove. Going to Article 2, Section 4. The power of the people to remove. The President, Vice President, and all officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment and or conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. And then I find it again in Article 3, Section 3, America. Our forefathers giving power to the people to remove those that violate their oaths, that don't do what they promised that they would do. And it holds them to their sworn oath to magnify the laws which are found in the United States Constitution, the enumerated laws. And if they fail to do that, friends, then guess what? The Constitution tells us over and over and over again that the people are to remove them. Nowhere can you find in here, friends, where it's their power to remove those that oppose their unconstitutionality and treasonous acts.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.